Sallana sana.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Milton. Ukrainian forces appear to be gaining momentum in efforts to push back Russian forces as the war in Ukraine rages into its sixth week. Ukrainian and Western officials said Friday that the Ukrainian military made key gains around the capital of Kyiv. A political advisor to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Ukrainian troops are chasing the Russians both to the northwest and the northeast, pushing them away from Kyiv. British military intelligence backed up some of the Ukrainian claims. British defense attaché Mick Smith said in a statement that Ukrainian forces continue to make successful but limited counterattacks to the east and northeast of Kyiv. He said they've retaken the villages of Sloboda and Lukashivka to the south of Chernihiv. He noted that those villages are located along one of the main supply routes between Chernihiv and Kyiv. He said both of those major cities continue to come under repeated air and missile strikes from Russia. Russian officials Friday also said Ukraine has gone on the offensive, blaming Ukrainian forces for a cross-border helicopter attack on an oil depot in Russia, about 35 kilometers inside the border. The regional governor said the Ukrainian strike caused several fires and wounded two people. Ukrainian officials did not immediately confirm Ukraine's involvement in the strike. U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas said Friday that the United States will end a sweeping pandemic-related expulsion policy that has effectively closed the U.S. asylum system at the border with Mexico. Mayorkas said in a statement that the Title 42 public health order will remain in effect until May 23rd. This is VOA News. U.S. job growth continues as the economy rebounds from the pandemic, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
Last month,
our economy created 431,000 jobs. Nice sound to it.
President Biden this morning touting the 11th straight month of job growth over 400,000. That's helped drop the unemployment rate to 3.6%, the lowest since the pandemic began, when it had hit a half century low of 3.5%.
And that's good news for fighting inflation. It's good news for our economy, and it means that our economy has gone from being on the mend to being on the move.
While employers are offering more money to attract more workers, the raises aren't keeping up with 40-year high inflation, which in turn has put the Federal Reserve on track to raise interest rates this year, which some economists say in turn will slow the jobs market and the overall economy. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Tunisia's president said late on Thursday that he would not hold elections within 3 months after he dissolved parliament this week, the latest step in a march to one-man rule after brushing aside most of the democratic constitution. Parties from across Tunisia's political spectrum and the powerful labor union have cited the constitution to demand that the president hold quick elections after announcing on Wednesday that he was dissolving parliament. Thursday, U.S. State Department spokesman Ned Price said Washington was deeply concerned at Syed's dissolution of parliament and reports that he would prosecute lawmakers who joined a session in defiance of the president on Wednesday. In an online video, Price called for a swift return to constitutional government, including an elected parliament. The United States has been a major donor to Tunisia since its 2011 revolution that introduced democracy, and Syed's government is seeking international funding to avert a rapidly looming crisis in public finances. Tunisia's political crisis escalated sharply on Wednesday when more than half the members of parliament, which Syed suspended in July in a move his foes call a coup, held an online session to revoke his decrees. And state Serbian television RTS says an accident in a mine in central Serbia has killed at least 8 people and wounded 20. The accident in the Soko coal mine happened around 5 a.m. Friday local time. And recapping our top story, Ukrainian forces appear to be gaining momentum in efforts to push back Russian forces as the war in Ukraine rages into its sixth week. Ukrainian and Western officials said Friday that the Ukrainian military has made key gains around Kyiv. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.